This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Now, I might be a bit biased, but journalism can fill an important role in society as a place of record and holding those in power to account. That said, it's no secret that many local news outlets are struggling to survive, and it's only gotten harder in the pandemic. According to the Pew Research Center, estimated newspaper ad revenue last year was down 29% from before the pandemic, which is an 82% decrease from its peak in the year 2000. At the same time, there are fewer than 31,000 newsroom jobs left across the country, which is down 57% from 2004. So, is the news industry failing as a business? Nikki Usher is a professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. In her book, News for the Rich, White, and Blue, How Place and Power Distort American Journalism, she writes that this business is in a state of market failure, with many communities slipping through the cracks in coverage.
There have just been places across the U.S. that have never really been seen to be viable news markets, and they're kind of the ones, for better or worse, that you might predict, right? So the African American South, right, that what we call the Black Belt or the Blue Belt, working class country or Appalachia, Native American reservations and Native American lands. That doesn't mean that those communities don't have news, but the kind of news that we tend to think of as being sort of the best authoritative providers of most professional news and information just hasn't existed in these places, really, or these places have been tremendously under-resourced.
The section of your book that really struck me, it's at the end of chapter two, where you say, perhaps what is most disappointing is that revenue models for journalism make these divides more severe. There is no commercial reason to more accurately and empathetically cover those who will never pay to read what is written about them.
Yeah, and I think that that really is the point. If you're not going to get a huge subscriber base from the African American South areas in Mississippi and Alabama, why, if they're never going to read it, why bother, right? And I think that that starts to distort our understanding of what democracy looks like. And now that we're in market failure, right, and you're trying to think about the best way to concentrate news resources, it's sort of these markets that don't generate anything for the bottom line become increasingly places and communities we talk about rather than with.
You focus, yes, on who news is for, people who can pay increasingly. But what about who makes the news? How has the way this business operates shaped who is actually in newsrooms across America?
Unfortunately, for the past 40 years, diversity numbers in the institutional news media have really barely budged. These are primarily white institutions, and it's getting harder and harder for people who are non-white or don't have elite credentials or don't have a financial safety net to get into these news organizations because it's simply a question of labor precarity.
You also point to a lack of geographic diversity in the people making decisions about what news gets covered and what doesn't.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you think about where you're talking to me from Washington, D.C., and where Marketplace headquarters is in L.A., you can think about the traditional media centers, and they've kind of always been media centers, but it's harder and harder for people without means to get to these cities and make a go of it. But also going to some of these elite schools kind of in places like Washington, D.C., let's think about George Washington University, where I used to teach. That is a school that many students would choose precisely because of that proximity to amazing internships. This geographic polarization that we see where there are these sort of big regional city winners on the coasts is really trickling down to sort of the entire labor pipeline for journalism.
So we are on Marketplace. It's a business and economics show. How do these problems that you lay out affect what news about the economy gets covered, what businesses get covered, and the way that economics is discussed in this country?
Well, I think that what we see is a nationalization around news and information. What you end up losing is that kind of understanding of what's happening in non-big cities, right? It doesn't make sense to go into West Virginia and continue talking to coal miners when there are really other interesting stories to be done, but not knowing on the ground what those stories are, you get tied into these old traditional stereotypical tropes that kind of reflect an image about a place rather than what's actually going on the ground.
What happens if we don't find a solution to this market failure in journalism?
We're going to end up with a really distorted understanding of our own democracy, because when only some people can afford to pay for news and only some people can afford to be journalists, you're not really getting the kind of play to that democratic ideal of what journalism can and ought to be. And we already see what's happening now. What happens when it gets worse?
Nikki Usher is a professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.